Sports Roundup by Andrew Colomossi. Hello again and welcome back to our monthly chat about this sporting life in and around Todmorden. And this time we start with cricket and news of a new professional for Todmorden in next year's Lancashire League. He is Atharva Taider, a 21-year-old left-hand batsman who bowls slow left-arm orthodox spin and has played in two under-19 tests for India against Sri Lanka, hitting a century in each match. Taider spent the 2021 season with Lancaster in Northern Premier League, where he had an outstanding campaign, scoring 1,020 runs at an average of 68 and claiming 54 wickets at 10-2. He also appeared as a stand-in professional in the Lancashire League for Darwin, scoring a century in his only match, Haslingden, and significantly for Todmorden. So after the travails of the 2021 campaign, when Todd endured two false starts in their attempts to recruit a professional, before appointing Indian all-rounder Manin Sarkar Murasinghe, let's hope this signing proceeds without any hitches. Now to our runners and a successful day for Todmorden Harriers in the daunting Lost Shepherd Fell Race, a 15-mile event that involves not one but two climbs to Studley Pike, so not one for the faint-hearted. No fewer than 65 runners took part, and the race was won by Harriers' Donny Clark, who led from the start to win the 15-mile event in a record time of 1 hour 46.44 minutes. Rebecca Patrick fought off an early challenge from Harriers' teammate Claire Shaw to win the women's event in 2 hours 26.4 minutes, 5 minutes ahead of Claire. Claire and Rebecca also won their age categories and the women's team prize, a feat also achieved by Todmorden's men's team. Meanwhile, Todmorden's Darren Shackleton, Lynn-Marie Waters, Katie Fairless and Sheila Shackleton were among the 55,000 runners who competed in the Great North Run up there in Tyneside last month and performed creditably. And five Todmorden Harriers ladies took part in the opening event of the Red Rose Cross Country League at Lee, with Emma Fielding leading the Todd contingent home in 16th place. Kate Mansell, 29th, Melanie Blackhurst, 31st, Louise Geldart, 37th, and Kim Ashworth, 67th, also competed for the Harriers, who finished 5th in the team category. Back to cricket now, and news that Walsden have re-signed Umesh Karunaratne as their Lancashire League professional for 2022. It will be his 9th campaign with the club he first joined during their Central Lancashire League days back in 2014. Following the demise of the CLL in 2016, Karunaratne played for Walsden in the Pennine League for a couple of seasons before moving into the Lancashire League when the club switched homes 3 years ago. He has been a model of consistency throughout his stay, and in the 2021 season, he lived up to his reputation by scoring 911 runs at an average of 39.60 and taking 84 wickets at 12.16. Next to the Bowling Green and Todmorden Bowls Association held an end of round season and round robin drive last month. The event was organised as a fundraiser and aimed at helping to pay for this year's double charges for the bowling licence. It was the last of several popular fun events held at Centre Vale during the season in the hope of attracting new members, encouraging more people to take up the sport on a regular basis or just enjoy an occasional Sunday afternoon on the greens. As usual, players who came along could borrow bowls and members were on hand to provide advice. So another bowl season draws to a close, a season in which, because of the pandemic, Todmorden over 55 league suspended automatic promotion and relegation, and no team or individual trophies were awarded. Hopefully all will be back to normal next season. And finally, our scarecrow is back on duty, guarding the square from intruders at Halifax Cricket League Club Bridgehome. Last year, we tried without success to discover where he disappeared for his summer holidays, but rest assured he has returned, looking in rude good health and ready to see off any crows threatening the reseeded Bridgehome Square.